What's the biggest secret behind a successful life coach? Consistency. Welcome to the Consistent Coach Podcast. I'm your host, Stacey Mitchell, and I help coaches simplify their businesses and their marketing so they can easily stay consistent, get clients, and grow their income using the power of routine, habit building, and neuroplasticity. Because you don't need to do and be all the things to be successful. You just need to be consistent. Hello, listeners. I am so excited to be talking about something that honestly was just a huge game changer for me in my coaching business. And that, aside from staying consistent in my marketing, was really the thing that helped me grow my income and my impact faster. But first, let me go back to the early days of my business, where I tried to be first everything to everyone, where I didn't know a single thing about copywriting or sales pages, and where I thought a package of six coaching sessions for $600 or less, let's be real, was totally what people wanted. And nope, I think we all knew where that was going. Now, I want you to think about the you who you were before you ever became a coach. Try really hard to put yourself in your pre-coach shoes. I do want to go ahead and go into this knowing that you're a coach. So clearly there's something about coach that really stood out to you. But even so, my guess is that before you became a coach, you didn't fully understand what coaching really was. And if someone had said something like, "I will help you transform your life. My coaching is $150 for 1 hour session, and I recommend six sessions to get the most out of it." Blah, 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 right? You know, all the things we're really taught to do in coaching school, most coaching schools anyway. My guess is that your response to that would have been, "No thanks. I don't want to spend $900 of my hard-earned cash for just 6 hours of someone's time." Because you wouldn't get it, right? Before you realize the impact of coaching, you may have thought to yourself, why would anyone spend that much money on that? And here's why you might have had that thought. You couldn't see the fuller value of the offer of coaching. You couldn't see the impact on your life and on your problems. When we sell our coaching like this in undefined packages of sessions, we are underselling our coaching. Because first, very few people understand the power of coaching in and of itself. And second, most people love tangible reasons for spending money. Notice the word tangible. People have money. Some people have lots of money. I realize this every time someone posts about the Dyson hair dryer in one of my favorite Facebook groups. And then there are all these comments from people who have spent like $400 on a hair dryer. Or, I mean, $100 on a candle, or $500 on a designer bag. I go on and on, right? People love spending money. But it's scary to spend money on something that isn't tangible. You can't hold it in your hands. And this is why I think it's so important to package up your coaching along with your greater expertise and skill set to create a signature coaching program. It makes your coaching more tangible for your ideal clients, and it helps you paint a clearer picture of the kind of results you're offering people. I'm about to share something that is a really, really hard truth. Most people don't want coaching. They want the results from coaching. There's a big difference. And it's a crucial difference when it comes to signing clients in your business. Now, I do want to be really clear here. Your signature coaching program can be super simple for you. It doesn't necessarily even have to change the way that you're coaching. You don't need a course platform or fancy PDF documents or video content or anything like that to create a signature program. Those things are great, but those are just components of an offer. It's not what your clients are actually looking for. When I first created my own signature program, I had a little bit of pre-work I'd send in a Google Doc with some instructions, but I didn't have any videos or fancy platforms. I'd just share the Google Doc with them. And with my very first signature program, I didn't have loads and loads of worksheets to pull from or trainings to send or anything like that. I designed my first program so that I could learn as I went by serving actual clients versus trying to design an entire framework or curriculum before I was really ready to do that. I learned what my clients needed in each session and would give them simple exercises at the end of each coaching session and or give them resources for in between sessions. Notice that I said simple. We tend to think if we're going to create a signature coaching program that it has to be super structured or it needs to be branded or super fancy. But I actually think that works against us, not for us, because until we've worked with several clients, plenty of clients, we may not really know what they most need beforehand. And the only way you're going to know for sure is by working with more clients, not by designing an entire coaching curriculum beforehand. I know for some of you, that's going to be hard to hear. So now you might be wondering to yourself, if creating a signature program doesn't mean creating a bunch of video content or PDF worksheets, what does it mean? And this is what it means instead. Creating your signature program means that you solve a clear, tangible problem or problems for your ideal client and a clear, tangible result from your coaching. It also allows you to charge more because it feels more tangible to your ideal clients. Now, I know there's a few of you out there saying, but Stacy, what if the client doesn't get the result? And let me just say, I've totally been there. It can feel really, really scary to create and market a program that solves a problem and gives a client a result. Because we all know as coaches that we can never really promise someone a result, right? Results are impacted by so many factors that are outside of our control. Some of those factors are within control of your clients, and some aren't. And we can't possibly, as coaches, control them. And of course, I just want to go ahead and state, it's not our job to force client results. But I like to think of it this way. You are giving the client tools for solving the problem and getting the results. You're helping them see their options. You're helping them find clarity and make commitments and helping them grow their self-confidence to take those actions towards what they really want. And regardless of whether they reach that ultimate result during the coaching, they are on the path to reaching that result, which I want to go ahead and say, you can market your program this way. I'll give you an example. If you're a career coach, your signature program could help your clients build a super solid foundation for getting a job in a new field. Notice, I didn't promise they'd get a new job. I promised them the foundation for getting a new job. It's very nuanced. Another example, if you're a health coach, your signature program could help your clients learn to lose weight without dieting. Notice the learn to language here. You can also use your greater messaging in your content to be super clear on how you help and what you can and can't promise. Maybe you actually know that you can help clients get a new job in 12 weeks because you've helped 98% of your clients do that, right? Which is awesome. But maybe on the flip side, you know that intuitive eating and coaching on body image takes longer. You can be open and clear about that on your sales page, in your frequently asked questions, and in your content, so you're setting these expectations, so you're marketing ethically. I'll give another example from my own business. I've helped several coaches now book out their coaching businesses, but not every single coach I've worked with. And that's because there are so many factors at play. How long you've had your business, including the audience you already have when you come to me, or if you're starting from almost scratch, what your network is like, your ability to fail fast and pivot quickly. And those are just some of the factors, right? There's so many. But I absolutely know with 100% confidence that if you take my framework and apply it to your coaching business, you will gain traction over time and you will start signing clients. But of course, I can't ethically promise it will only take you X amount of weeks or months because it is so dependent on how quickly you take action and implement, your capacity for consistent marketing actions, and so many other things that are just out of my control as your coach. So while not every single coach I work with will book out their businesses while we work together, I also know that my coaching program will have a long-lasting effect on the growth of my clients' businesses even after we've stopped coaching. And I have real evidence to prove this, right? But the point, your signature coaching program only needs one real thing: to solve a tangible problem in your ideal clients' lives. And once you know this problem and you've created your program to help your clients solve it, you will have a much easier time marketing it and booking consults or getting applications. Now, you might be thinking, but what does that even mean to create it if it doesn't mean creating a full-on curriculum with all those, quote, necessary assets involved? What it means is getting super crystal clear on who you help, the problems you help them solve, and then sitting down and deciding how you will help them solve those problems with your coaching. You decide on the number of sessions that they'll have, whether they'll get support outside of sessions via email or Boxer, whether they'll have sessions every week or every other week, how you'll share additional exercises and resources with them between sessions. You'll basically package up your coaching sessions and the way that you support clients to best support your clients through the problems you're helping them solve to help them get the results they want to get. And then the cherry on top, you start to market that program, and only that program. You make it really easy for yourself first, because it's easier to market just one thing, but also you make it really easy for your clients to know that you are the right coach for them. You write a simple sales page using your client's language so that what you're offering fully connects. They can see those tangible benefits of making an investment in your coaching. They're not as afraid of making that investment now because they really want those problems solved. They really want the results that you're offering them. I also do want to note, I recommend you start with one-to-one in a signature program and then move to group if that feels good, because I do find that it's so much easier to create that individualized approach in one-on-one coaching. However, sometimes I work with a coach that does really, really well with groups. Maybe it's a former teacher, somebody that just really enjoys it, right? They love group coaching. And if that is you, that's okay. You can also create a signature group coaching program if that feels better for you. I do want to say too, your signature program can also be a shorter intensive program that serves as a funnel to working with you one-on-one longer term. This can be really, really great for newer coaches. A shorter intensive offer can help people get comfortable with investing in coaching without making that big investment in money, time, and energy. I do want to say, when I was a burnout coach, I first offered a 90-minute intensive call with pre-work, post-session exercises for the client, and then a 30-minute follow-up call. I offered this for $111, so a low investment. And that's how I booked my first few burnout clients, many of whom ended up joining my very first group coaching program for burnout. And this intensive approach can help you deep dive into the client's problems and let them have that quick win. This builds trust with those clients, as well as builds trust with social proof from their testimonials that come from having a shorter program. And I still know some coaches that focus on marketing just their intensives as the first step to working with them. It's sort of an easy sell, right? They then build that trust and that relationship through that lower cost offer and convert those clients into long-term one-to-one coaching clients. Now, if you can't tell by this episode and my other episodes, I am absolutely not a cookie cutter, it has to be done this way kind of business coach. You can kind of tell, right? There are lots of models for signature programs that can work for you. And if this is something you know your business needs, or maybe your business already has a signature program, but it's not really doing so well, this is the exact work we'll be doing in my upcoming 6-month group coaching program, the Coaching Cocoon. I'll be taking 5 clients per cohort with a maximum of 10 spots to help them create their own signature coaching program, along with designing their own unique marketing formula for selling it. I've truly never seen another program like this one on the market. You won't find any cookie cutter, A to Z, exact roadmaps, or you must do this strategies in this program. It's really about designing a business that's about you, what you love, who you serve, and how to market the heck out of what you do without any of that ickiness or that sleaze. I pinky swear it. You'll also get individualized one-on-one support and attention on every single coaching call because of how small the cohorts are, and with plenty of support between calls. You could have your own signature program launching in January that has clients all up in your DMs. Applications open to the wait list only on September 14th with a super special discount and a bonus you definitely don't want to miss. You can get on the waitlist by going to bit.ly/coachingcocoonwaitlist. Again, that is bit.ly/coachingcocoonwaitlist. You can also find the link in the show notes. I truly cannot wait to see your application. See you soon. If you love this podcast, hop on over to iTunes and give it a rating and review. I read every review and love hearing from my listeners. Until next time, get clear, get consistent, get clients.